This is Worldviews. I'm Rebecca Cruz. Well, Suzette, thank you for joining us from Italy. We're happy to have you on the program.
I'm happy to be here, my last leg of the international trip.
Well, we'll be thrilled to have you back in the studio next week. But for right now, you know, this is, seems to be a summer of protests here. We saw protests, or you literally saw protests in Turkey. We've got protests going on right now in the United Kingdom. And, of course, in Brazil, we're seeing thousands in the streets in major cities across Brazil really protesting the economic conditions as they're preparing for the World Cup next year and, of course, the Olympics in a couple of years. This seems to be somewhat of a surprise, given that Brazil was an economic success story here for the last decade or so. Leading the BRIC countries in GDP and really doing quite well. What's changed? What's going on here with these Brazilian protests?
Well, it has been interesting to watch Brazil develop in this way. The protests actually began over higher bus fares. Bus fares were being increased, and so this led to an outcry that, of course, like in Turkey, kind of expanded to consume all kinds of other issues, with protesters in the streets now concerned about everything from corruption to public spending on the World Cup and on the Olympics to really a desire for more public services. They pay extremely high tax rates in Brazil, and yet the citizenry, you know, was crying out for better schools and better access to health care. So this rising middle class that they have in Brazil has really led to increased expectations and increased participation in the streets. And the president's response there has been quite different than what we saw in Turkey, which has been particularly interesting to watch, as she has more or less embraced the protesters and has said that they are a sign of a strong civil society and a vibrant democracy. So we'll see, you know, how it happens there. But definitely interesting to watch in advance of, you know, the world watching what's going on in Brazil.